Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Joining the show this week, let's just say rejoining the show this week, because we talked off air and it's been about a year. We know in the life of an independent Christian artist, a lot can change in a year. And for this young child of God who has so much talent, God is already moving in her life, already doing things in her life. But before we get to all those great things, Miss Katie Rae Sutherland, welcome to Rock the Flock.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. It's crazy that it's been a year since I've talked to you, met you, interacted on this show, and just, yeah, how much the Lord has been doing since then. I'm excited to be back.
Well, I told you, I saw you've really been pushing your post. I see that. Yeah. I know that's a tough job, you know.
It's a full-time job. For
sure. It's a full-time job, but when we get to your music in a little while, but what I saw and what I hear in your music is Through the Dark is one of my favorite songs I play on the show.
Yeah.
Because God has blessed you with you have such a deep, rich, powerful voice to proclaim his name and his message.
Yeah. No, I'm honestly very honored that you say that. I think, especially in music, I think it can be easy to become so narrow-minded and so focused on one thing, whether that's social media or your next song or the next voice lesson. It's so easy to become so centered and on those things that you often forget how much the Lord has done and is actively doing in working and preparing for moments like that. So it's super encouraging to hear that.
And just to be you who he created.
Absolutely.
I know we have to practice. In fact, I was talking about this earlier today. I was talking to a coach of three girls travel softball teams.
Yeah.
8, 10, and 12 year old. And my cousin's daughter, who plays in college right now, is going. I got them hooked up today. He's my boss. And I got them hooked up where she's going to coach on the team. But then I was talking to them, and you know, I coached for 16 years. And the one thing I used to tell my boys, okay, if you don't know you can hit before you get in the box, I don't care how much you train, you're not going to hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're in the field and you're saying, I don't want the ball hit to me, you're going to make an error.
Right, right.
So in the same way, we have to have confidence in what God has, how he's prepared us. You know, yeah. we're not all like David, where we're tending our parents' field, but in a way we are.
Right.
And God is just preparing us. And Katie, he has, wow, I could keep going and going and going, but people just really need to know who Miss Katie Rae Sutherland is.
I know they got to keep a lookout. I mean, things are going to be happening, you know?
Well, you can tell I'm one of your biggest fans. So
I can tell that. Yes. So great. So great. Yeah. I actually, with what you're saying is honestly reminding me, I recently went to a writer's retreat with Rita Springer and Lauren Scott Barnes, who honestly really just poured into us with such powerful words about truly knowing who you are and keeping the standard of your faith and your calling at the forefront of your mind before you go into a writer's room or even think about writing a song or being in front of people or on a platform. And it was honestly very life-changing for me. I was super encouraged by the way that they emphasized the main thing being Jesus and who he has called us to be as children of God. And it was super, super helpful. And I just feel really blessed to have that perspective when I walk into rooms, because it makes it just takes a load off of your shoulders, and it just feels lighter and honestly more powerful to be able to walk in what the Lord has called you to and align that with everything that he, you know, has equipped you for. So,
amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Katie Ray Sutherland. I'm now 21 years old and originally from Los Angeles, California, a small town north of LA, but still Southern California, called Santa Clarita. Born and raised here, never moved my whole life. Born in the same house that I'm actually sitting in right now. So super sweet to be back home with my parents. But moved to Nashville about 3 years ago to pursue music and to trust in what the Lord had really called me to, which was sharing the hope of the gospel and the truth and power and love and changing hope of Jesus. And, you know, have just been so blessed to be in a town of people also pursuing music in such a somewhat fast-paced, but also fun atmosphere to be able to be around creatives. I think it's been super encouraging to meet so many people in Nashville and make connections, genuine relationships with people that have pushed me to not only be a better artist, but also a better follower and believer. So I absolutely love music with my whole heart and am trying to walk that out faithfully every day and say yes to opportunities, trust in the Lord when I say no. And yeah, my hands are so open, I feel like, in this season of my life of whatever the Lord has for me. I feel like, you know, I'm about to graduate college at Lipscomb University in Nashville, and people always ask me now, like, okay, what's next? What's happening? So what are you going to be doing in the next year? And I feel like I've reached a point where I've told people, I don't know. And I'm so excited to find out what the Lord has for me, because I have my hands so open to whatever that is, because he has honestly become the fulfillment and the treasure of my heart, and my music and my life is an overflow of that. So it's just been so fun to be able to do music and grow in that too. Watch myself grow up, honestly, to watch my voice mature, watch my songs become better, and watch my relationship with Jesus become richer and make that music better. So it's been super fun.
That is awesome. Tell you what, when we come back, I have to throw this impromptu at you, but I hope you have a Bible verse you're ready to bounce back right back at all of us. Because I know you can't sit there and say everything you did if you weren't grounded in the Word.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. But I can see that. I can hear that. Yeah. So Ms. Kay, I'm just going to tell you, you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate that. I'm excited. I'm ready to share a verse with you.
Well, all right. When we come back, we'll get we'll call it the verse of the show, because it is Ms. Katie Ray Sutherland's show this week. So we're just going to sit back and listen and be blessed. We'll be right back with Ms. Katie Ray Sutherland right here on Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock. I hope you're enjoying the show this week, because I am. And if I do, I know all the listeners do. When God sends artists to this show, because as I said all the time, it's not my show. Because if it were my show, it'd be a total wreck. But I'm just the dirty dish towel that sits in the seat, and I get to sit back and watch in amazement in what God is doing with the show and with the artist, and making this show top shelf this week is our special guest, Miss Katie Ray Sutherland. Katie, like you said, it's been a year since you've been on the show, so it was time for an update. But I saw you on social media, and you have a really push going right now, and I can't get this little this little loop out of my head, and it's, can you hear it? And I mean, that's all I do. Can you hear it? And it reminds me, what am I listening to?
That's right.
It's hallelujah. No matter what happens, it's hallelujah.
Yeah. And not missing it too, you know?
Can you hear
it's a reminder to all of us, especially to fellow believers of, I always think of the Polar Express of the it's like, oh, can you hear the bell? Like, can you hear the noise of heaven rejoicing in the midst of what's going on inside the world? That it's a little glisten of hope. So yeah, that's so
amen.
Cool.
Well, I tell you what, I think it is time. And we did a verify check on the Rock the Flock show this week. We verified that Katie Ray did not use the verse of the day on her Bible app, that she actually went and authenticized. God, I've got big words today. A true verse out of the Bible.
That's right. True verse. That's
well,
right.
Not like they're all true. That didn't sound very well, did it?
Yeah. I do. I have a Bible verse ready. It's not the Bible verse of the day, but it is from the sermon that I heard at my church on Sunday,
because amen.
It was very impactful, and I feel like it's super timely as well. I'm going to cheat a little bit because it's not one verse. It's four.
That's
okay. Still the Lord's word. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 15 to 21. And it says, "See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good."
Mm. Well, Norman, I ask why you picked that verse, but we know why you picked that verse, because you heard it in church and it spoke to you.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny, you know, we talk on the show a lot about life verses and then verses of seasons of life. And it isn't ironic that it was just a few days ago that this season verse came. And what a better verse, that just to be unwavering in prayer.
Yeah.
You know, pray without ceasing.
No, that's right.
Just to give it to the hands that created it all.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm sure people have heard rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. But I think what really struck me was that we often miss the context of the before and after. And that's why I read those, because mm-hmm. I feel like even specifically in the seasons of my life or in music currently, the "see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but seek to do good to one another and to everyone," to build up other people, to encourage those who might be farther along than you in music or in their careers. And in that, rejoice, pray, and give thanks to the Lord, that this isn't kind of like what you're saying, Greg, in your show, that this, my life and the way in which I live and breathe every single day, is not my own. It's actually the Lord's, and He has been gracious and blessed me with the ability to do music throughout my life, but that is not who I am at the center. And that's why whatever happens in my life, good or bad, it's that I can give thanks to Him in all circumstances, regardless of what happens, because, you know, I am saved by Jesus. And that is the hope of my life. And just the greater umbrella of all of that, to be able to rejoice and pray because of who Jesus is and what He has done, is the greatest gift of all, for sure.
Amen. Well, God is deeply rooted in you. You know, we talked in the first segment, you know, I'll bring that back up again because I believe it's very, very important that people need to understand that it doesn't matter what I'm going to face. The unknown, I'm okay because God's in control. He's in control of my life, and people need to understand that. And then what you said just a minute ago, to be unwavering, to run against, take pride in running against the wind.
That's right.
Because if God is in control in the good, and as you said, the bad, and we as a society, and not, I'm not even saying as believers in Christ, but especially believers in Christ, we don't understand the when things go bad.
That's right. We don't.
I was listening to Dr. James Dobson this morning, his broadcast on radio, because I try to learn, because I want to be a really good radio host one day. I've got a long way to go, but
you're doing great. You're doing great.
And they were his guest on the show had a child that was extremely autistic, up to like $62,000 a year they have to spend just a nonverbal non. And he asked him, "Do you blame God?" And he said, "No." He said, "I learned more," and this was a pastor. And he said, "No, I've learned more from my son than I did in all the schooling I had."
Yeah, that's right.
So it's taking, yes, praise him on the top of the mountain, but also when we're in the valley.
Yep.
We have to keep our head up, and we have to keep, we have to keep singing hallelujah, because it's going to be all right.
That's right. Yeah. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 63:3, which says, "Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you." Mm. It's that this life does not equate to the steadfast love of the Lord, that it is better than life itself. And you're absolutely right. The tests really impact the testimony. It's the way in which we are formed and shaped to look more like the Lord. And I think that's what we as believers so often miss and forget, is the ways in which we go through hardships is actually the Lord's blessing upon us to look and look formed, be formed more like him every single day, rather than who we are as fallen people. And so for that, I am so grateful for the ways in which the Lord might take me on a longer journey with music than maybe 16-year-old Katie would have prayed for. Or maybe that's a song that does not do as well as you would expect. Mm-hmm. These are the things that might feel like little letdowns, but feel as though it's chipping away at everything that the Lord had called me to. But the Lord doesn't call us to success or a platform or career. He calls us to be faithful to him.
Amen.
And career and the platform is, you know, what the world sees as the blessing, but mm-hmm. what the Lord sees as the blessing is closing the door and actually being with him every single day.
The ministry part of it.
That's correct. And what's so beautiful is that the more that I'm in the Word, the more that I spend time with him, the more I want to do music. And that's the way I know I'm so called and passionate to this, is because when I spend time with him, that's when I am more on fire for music. And so to continue to keep that as the priority and the standard of the way in which music happens and is created. We are creative. We are creative beings, and that's the way the Lord has made us. And to steward that well is a high calling, and it's fun and exciting, honestly.
Well, I'll tell you what, you set the next segment up perfectly, because we're going to talk about your music. How did you know to do it so eloquently?
Yeah, I'm faking it every single day, if you're asking me.
We'll be right back with Miss Katie Rae Sutherland right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or, as I say every week, I'm going to apologize first that you found this podcast you can't turn off. It's because God sends amazing, amazing men and women, independent Christian artists, his children to this show. And this week, he's done it again. There's the cake and there's the icing. We have the icing this week in Miss Katie Rae Sutherland, because she doesn't even know. She does a little bit, but she doesn't really understand how blessed she is. She doesn't understand. God has, I'm just going to tell you, because I know this, Miss Katie Rae, God has big things for you. Okay? I'm not good at many things in my life, but I pray and I ask God for his eyes. Let me see what you see. And he has, your parents have done a tremendous job raising you. I commend them for that. That is honorable. That is awesome. But then, Miss Katie, you grow up, like you said, you are an old 21 years old. My goodness, you are getting so old. But God is now taking you, or you're not just the daughter of, you are now Miss Katie Rae Sutherland. And he has set you apart. So you get, just like we talked about, get ready and be prepared for what's coming. And I know you are, because you are grounded in the Word of God. So have fun. I'll just put it this way. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
And don't forget little people like me.
I won't. I am also little people, regardless of what happens. I'm only 5'2", so I'd still just be a little person.
Well, let's talk about your music. Because, as I said earlier, you know, we have one song that I love to play on the show, and I think it plays almost every week, because I can't keep it out of it.
Yeah.
And it's Through the Dark. How many songs have you written? All right, let's go first. How many songs have you produced?
I probably have a solid catalog of produced songs, probably about 20 to 30, of songs that I'm sitting on waiting to see when the Lord wants those to be out. So, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah.
All right. How many songs have you written that you haven't done anything with?
Hundreds.
Or in a pad? Do you use a notepad? Do you put it in your phone? Do you sing into your phone? Do you type it into your phone?
Is there like an option D or E of like all of the above? Because I definitely do all of those. I have complete mix and array of all of those things. If I'm like sitting in church or have a journal in front of me, it'll be a journal. honestly, most of the last few months have been the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the easiest. When I'm out and about, I will put a voice memo. One of my favorite things is the voice memo in the car through Bluetooth. So when I look back, it's like my staticky car, and I'm just trying to listen to the little melody that I had in my head. But it's all of those things for sure. I honestly, what I really love is that music is a part of my life. It's not mm-hmm. something that takes away from it. And so when I'm out and about or maybe traveling, I told you before that I've been kind of all over this summer. And what's been so great about that is I can still write a little melody or have a lyric or a chorus because I'm out doing things. I'm inspired. I'm living life. I'm feeling emotions and letting that be something that influences the music. So it's kind of an array of all of those things. But honestly, many, many songs that I have written that aren't heard by people, because that can be a few things, whether that's money for production and putting out a song,
mm-hmm.
or it's something that was just for me and the Lord. I try and write, you know, multiple times a week, and that means that you're going to get songs that might just be for you or for the Lord and not for, you know, other people's ears, because music is a way that I process. And
so people don't, or listening, that don't understand the life of a Christian independent artist, because I know the struggle.
Yeah.
I can't sing. Yes, I can sing in the car and I can sing in the shower. There's only two places that sound okay. Anywhere else, no. But you mentioned something. Do you mind telling us how much does it cost? You can give us a ballpark to produce a song.
Yeah, if you are working with somebody else, that's inevitable. I mean, I'm not the best in the production world, which I really do wish I could do that myself. I think that is a goal of mine for the future. But I also deeply, deeply love collaboration with other people. And so it's really fun for me to plan a write with a top line, which is essentially just another person co-writing the song with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then producer. And those are my favorite days. Absolutely. And typically a ballpark, you're going to get a variety of different things from people. I'll give a big ballpark because I think I've gotten extremely blessed with some of the people that I have worked with who have mm-hmm. understood that I'm young in this and are still figuring things out. And they also know I want to get these songs out really bad. So I've had different fluctuations, but it can typically cost $5,000 to $2,000 based on a song. $500 to $2,000.
That doesn't grow on the tree in the backyard, does it?
It does not. No, it doesn't. Yeah. And it also depends how many people you're working with and mm-hmm. how many musicians you have. It's all different factors for each thing. But that is why people do Kickstarters or GoFundMes or Patreon, to just be able, or working a whole night shift as a, you know, server at a restaurant, or a early morning shift as a barista, to at least at the beginning, a lot of it is make money to spend it on a song. That's really what your life looks like as an artist, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
Amen. What instruments do you play?
I play piano. Okay. And if I am writing by myself, I play guitar.
Okay, so you don't publicly play the guitar.
If we play out in a writer's round, mm-hmm. I'm on piano.
Okay. Yeah. You've never played in public with a guitar?
Never.
Never? Is that something you want to work to?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Like I said, I've got goals, and top two are definitely be able to be more comfortable on a guitar and play in front of people and be able to produce some songs myself.
Now, is this going to be an acoustic, or are we going to get a rock song from Miss Katie Ray Sutherland? Huh? Little electric twang in the back.
I think people would definitely not expect that from me, for sure. But as of right now, yeah, just acoustic
guitar. Just acoustic. All right.
I don't know. Maybe that's dream number three. Maybe that's coming in a few years.
Okay. We'll see. Because I forgot. We talked about getting you down to Sylacauga to do a festival. I'm owed a call back for a show in Nashville at a church that I'm to supply to Rock the Flock artists. And I know, Miss Katie Ray, you'd be one of them.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay.
I love that. The live performance aspect is seriously one of my favorite parts of music. I feel like it's where I get to connect with listeners more on a real level. And it is truly where I feel most alive and most aligned with the Lord. Truly. That is my heart in music more than anything else. I love writing the songs. I love singing and working on my voice, and all of that is great, but the live shows is where I really see my love for music pay off the biggest, for sure.
That's cool, because you never know. I don't know if you know Taylor Holland Armstrong.
I do. Yes.
She's great. Taylor was playing at Just Love, and when he got through playing, husband and wife got up and came up to him, and they told him they had driven from Alabama, I don't know where, but they heard his music on Rock the Flock, and they saw that he was there, and they were coming. So you're right, you have to get out.
Yeah.
So I'll help you anyway.
Totally. And that ties back into what we're talking about, too, of being excited about the unknowns of the future. Is you have no idea what a small writer's round venue or even just a coffee meeting with somebody could do for, you know, to change the rest of your life. Honestly, you have no idea what the Lord could be working.
Well, Miss Katie Ray, let's get back to your songs and the song that you sent me that I cannot wait to play. I've been more excited to talk about this than anything, because it is just it's cool. It's just a song that just, it gets your heart going, but not that it's getting circulation pumped through your body. It's a godly thing. It's a Holy Spirit thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Start singing hallelujah. I mean, it's a great one. I did not expect the response that I got from the song. I was very taken aback, but also really excited to release it. It felt, honestly, very timely, and the way in which people have responded to this song has been so encouraging and life-giving to me, and very eye-opening, honestly, because so much of what we're talking about, too, as an independent Christian artist, is very behind the scenes. People don't know how much time and money and work goes into this. And especially with social media, I had been posting original songs all of the time. And this song kind of unexpectedly took off. And I thought that it was another one of those songs that was just for me and the Lord. And I was totally content with that and felt like it was another one to put under the belt and keep working.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Please go for it.
How long in the process of this song, when did it begin? How long did it take from where you first either sang it into your phone, wrote the lyrics down, till production of the song?
Yes. So last summer, I spent a full summer in Nashville and really went full speed ahead on just getting a bunch of songs because I felt like it was kind of the perfect time to just really focus in on songwriting. And I wrote this song beginning of June last year with two of my great friends. Their names are Max Allard and Maggie Youngs. I consider them not only very, very talented writers and producers and artists, but also really great friends. So I walked in the room with them and we had a co-write set up and we sat down and that's always the question of what should we write today? Do you have any ideas? And I really had the vision of a song that a body of believers would be able to sing and rejoice to the song of heaven too. That's what I had brought to the table and had said that the table to those two words were kind of just ringing in my ear. That so we actually started writing a whole song about coming to the table and setting the table and just being able to have a celebration or a feast because of the Lord and who he is and what he has done. And that it would just be a anthem for the body of believers. And we then in the process started, I heard this melody of the hallelujah. And I was like, wow, that's pretty fun. Wait, loop that. So then we kind of just started singing that to ourselves and couldn't kind of get it out of our head. And we were like, this is it. This is the hook. So we kind of changed the whole thing. But the beginning of the song is a table in the living room, a place prepared for me and you, an invitation to the song Heaven Wrote Before the Dawn, the sound of love and hope renewed. That was kind of our first thing that we had started. And then totally the Lord just was ready for that. Can you hear it? Heaven rejoicing, joyful noises. So that's kind of the process of that, of the writing process. We wrote the whole song that day. The recording is pretty much the demo that we got day of. We only really changed around some vocal parts and then added some harmonies. So that was really just the day of process all happened in front of us that day. Kind of, you know, pushed it off, had been like, this was great. So much fun. You guys loved the process of writing this and would post it on social media here and there throughout July, August. And in August, it started blowing up on TikTok and Instagram and people started commenting, when is this song coming out? I want to hear this song. Please tell me when this is going to come out. And that's when I kicked in the high gear of, oh gosh, people actually want a song that I wrote. Well, we got to release it like now. So it was a 2 to 3 week madness of us pulling together a cover and a song and a lot of decisions in front of me and posting all of the time, because if people couldn't hear it before, they definitely heard it after because it was all over the place. So it was a really fun process, honestly, and to just be able to see, I did honestly get a few comments from people about the song. Of, I don't know if people will be able to sing this hook line of the hallelujah. Like, I don't know if that's going to be singable to people or super catchy. Had a lot of opinions and a lot of voices, and that's inevitable in
this
industry. This is a business, but it's also, that's what's so great about social media, honestly, which has been so encouraging in that process, is I was like, oh, you're right. Like, yeah, nobody's going to sing this song. Like, nobody wants it. And then to see the response and what the Lord did with it against all the things that I had heard was so, so encouraging to me, because social media is a place where you do get to throw darts at a board and see what the Lord does with the things that you have faithfully and vulnerably shared for people. So That's kind of the process of Start Singing Hallelujah. And now it's one of people's favorite songs that they love to sing at writer's rounds and shows. And it's always on rotation for me. I've got hats. I've got Heaven Rejoicing hats, and started a website after that. Started posting more songs confidently. It really was a super big shift in the way in which I saw my music, saw myself, and saw the Lord work in ways that I had never expected. So it's been super, super cool.
Is it playing on radio anywhere right now?
It's not. No.
Oh my. See, this is why I do this show.
Yeah.
Because I'm a connoisseur of music. Okay. Like I said, there are few things I know in life, but music is one of them.
Right.
And this song is another song that I'm totally blown away that it is not on radio, that people can't tune. I know you can go to YouTube, you can go to Spotify, you can do all that, but there's still something about music played on radio.
Right.
Well, I guess.
I mean, rock the clock.
There we go. Let's just do a world premiere then.
Let's do it.
Well, why don't you intro and then we'll play it.
Let's do it. This is Start Singing Hallelujah, my original song by Katie Ray Sutherland. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, but you can also listen to it on Rock the Flock Radio right here.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show this week. Thank you to all the artists on this show. You are all amazing. I'm praying for you. I pray that God will bless your ministry. This week, it was like we never had her on the show because a lot's changed in a year. Miss Katie Ray Sutherland. God called her. He moved her from California to Nashville, Tennessee. And what does this child of God do now? She wants to start moving all around now. So isn't that kind of funny how he moved her that far away from home? But now he's stirring her heart. She told me a 200 to 300 mile radius of Nashville, but I think it's going to be further than that. So get ready.
Get ready. That's right. I love it.
Well, before we go any further, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this show, Lord. I thank you for all the artists. God bless them. Keep them, Lord. Bless Miss Katie Ray. God, you have created a special child. You're walking with her. Continue to, Heavenly Father. Lord, be with her pen. Be with her hands on that piano, Lord. There's not just the words, Lord, but you can reach people through the instruments. God, open doors that she would never think could open. Let your angels walk with her. Wrap her in a hedge of protection. And bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Katie Ray, you have rocked the flock because, you know, maybe I can grow up one day and be too amazing. You know, you are just too amazing. People got to hear this really, really, really good song. And it's going to be right up there with Through the Dark has a special place in my little heart, but it's going to be right there. It'll be right with it. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Well, how can people connect with you so they can keep up with all the new things you're doing, the new projects you're working on, or you may be reposting an older song. I'm going to bring this one from the archives and bring it back, see what it does. How can they reach you?
Yeah, you can follow me on any social media platform at Katie Ray Official is my Instagram handle. And it's Ray, R-E-Y, not like Sun Ray. Mm-hmm. But and then I have a website where you can kind of hear more about me. It's katierayofficial.com. And then I also have a newsletter that I've started as well. So you can go to my link tree in the bio of any of my social media platforms and put your email in there to get a heads up on what I am actively doing throughout music and just honestly my day-to-day life to see who I am as a fellow human being. So yeah, that's definitely where you'll hear the most from me.
Awesome. Well, do you have anything to say to close the show?
Keep a lookout because another song called God I'm Good is coming out very, very soon. And I'm going to be releasing the date of that in the next week or so. So that's coming in the next month or two. So
well, I tell you what, in the next month or two, since nobody plays your music, when you release that song, you're going to jump back on the show. And we are going to, we're going to put it on air.
I love it.
We'll get you on for a segment, talk about the song, and then get you to, because I love hearing that when I listen to the show. It's just kind of neat. Somebody saying, you know, this is my work, you know? So, and I told you, just be that warrior for God. We're in tough times. We're in very tough times right now. And it's only going to get worse. So, Miss Katie Ray, keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah. There is absolutely hope and there is joy. And I hope that my music, my social media pages, my websites, my yada, 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 is a refreshment to people's souls, that it points them to the cross and the hope of the Lord, because while this world is dark, 1 Thessalonians 5, mm-hmm. also, we are children of the day, children of light. So it exemplifies that as well.
I couldn't end the show any better. God bless you, Miss Katie Ray Sutherland. Thank you for taking the time while you're on, technically, we'll call it vacation, back at home in California.
Yeah.
May the Lord just walk with you, okay?
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here, really.
That's Miss Katie Ray Sutherland on Rock the Flock Radio.